Well, I ain't never seen snow going up. Be right back.
Where are you going?
Down to the store.
But I thought you closed up because of the snow.
Yeah, I did, but I gotta get something out of the safe. I got a little surprise for Wheezy.
A surprise?
Yeah. Tomorrow is the anniversary of our first date. And you know, Wheezy paid for that date.
And she's been paying for it ever since.
Yeah, she gets mad at me every year because I always forget. But this year is gonna be different because at midnight, I got a special surprise for Wheezy.
What you gonna do, turn into a handsome prince?
No, I'm gonna give her a diamond necklace.
Diamond necklace?
Yeah.
Real diamonds?
That's right. You know what they always say? Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Well, in my case, they ain't even acquaintance.
Oh, it's terrible out there. We even had to close the help center.
Weezy, I'll be back in a minute. I gotta run down to the store.
Oh, you better wear a warmer coat.
Yeah, well, I would wear your mink, but the cops might pick me up.
But George is barely above zero.
Ain't that a blip? The temperature matches my paycheck.
And your IQ.
Well, hello, Mr. J.
Hi, Bentley. Bye, Bentley.
You know, that's the first time I've seen your door slam from this side.
Can I help you, Mr. Bentley?
Oh, yes. You see, I'm having a problem with my budgie.
Pardon?
With my parakeet, Chester. I'm afraid he's catching a cold.
How can you tell? Has he been blowing his beak a lot? Sorry.
I was wondering if I could warm him up over here. You see, the heat's not working in my apartment.
Oh, no.
Yes, and I'm afraid that's why Chester's been acting so sluggish. He hasn't said a word all day.
Oh, I didn't know your bird could talk.
Oh, yes, I've already trained him to say thank you and you're welcome.
Really? Maybe you should come over here and train George. Oh, hi, Tom. Helen, come in.
Louise, hello. Guess what?
Your heat's out.
No, our... How did you know that?
Because my heat's out, too.
Oh, hi, Mr. Bentley.
Hello.
Did anybody call maintenance?
Yes, I did.
And you should have heard what she called them.
Ralph said there might be a whole line of apartments out. He's trying to get someone to fix it now.
Oh, well, why don't you stay here until they fix it?
Oh, thank you, Louise. We'd love to.
Hello, Mrs. Jefferson, ma'am.
Hello, Ralph.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Willis. Mr.
Hi,
Bentley.
Hello,
Ralph. Ralph, have you talked to someone about the heating?
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Willis. Yes, sir. And that's why I'm here. It wasn't easy getting through to them. But I neglected all of my other duties just to contact the heating company for you, Mr. Willis.
Thanks, Ralph.
Bravo, Ralph.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bentley. And once I got through to the company, it wasn't easy getting them to listen to me. But I told them you were a very important man, sir, working for the UN and all, sir.
Thank you, Ralph.
Maybe I should be telling this to Mr. Jefferson.
Ralph, what about the heat?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I finally told them it was a matter of life and death, and they said they'd treat it as an emergency rush job.
Oh, that's good.
They're going to send one over the day after tomorrow.
The day after tomorrow?
I tried, Mr. Willis. I'm sorry. I wish there was something else I could do. I'd suggest a hotel, but it's impossible to get to one in all this snow.
It's not your fault, Ralph. Thanks for your trouble.
Yes, sir. Just doing my job, sir.
Oh. Here, Ralph.
And an important job it is, sir.
Then you better go do it, Ralph.
Yes, ma'am. I'll get right back on it. I must be losing my touch.
Well, I'm afraid we're in for a cold night.
Oh, don't worry. You can all stay here.
Here?
Sure, why not?
Well, there's one reason.
Oh, George won't mind.
Won't mind what?
Well, Mr. Bentley and the Willises don't have any heat, so I invited them to stay here
tonight. Here? Where the hell's everybody gonna sleep?
Well, Alan's in Vermont.
Why don't they go sleep with him up there?
Oh, he's so cute. You two can use Alan's room, and Mr. Bentley can sleep on the couch.
Oh, why don't we have a pajama party?
Oh! Splendid idea, and we can hold it here in my room.
I got a better idea. You can hold it in your apartment.
Oh, come on, George. A pajama party sounds like fun, doesn't it?
No.
Well, I have a whole chicken in the refrigerator. I'll bring it down.
Helen, you don't have to do that.
Right. You already brought down a big turkey.
I have a bottle of champagne I've been saving for a special occasion.
Great. Let's go, Helen. I'll help you bring some stuff down.
Wheezy, I don't think this is gonna work.
Oh, come on, George. It'll be fun.
What's going on out here?
Bentley and the Willises ain't got no heat in their apartment, so we invite them down here to spend the night with us.
Well, look on the bright side. Now you'll have an audience when you give Miss Jefferson her big surprise.
Huh?
Yeah, they're all going to see them big diamonds you got her.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They'll all see what a sweet, wonderful, generous person I am.
Yeah, you'll fool them all.
I'm kind of glad the heat in our apartment went out.
I know what you mean, Alan. It's nice to spend an entire evening with good friends.
Yeah, I wish some of my good friends were here. Just kidding, Willis. I know we all gonna have a good time.
Yes.
It's just what every pajama party needs. Popcorn.
Oh,
great. Wonderful.
Thank you, Florence. Say, how about a game of charades?
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. Yeah.
I love to play that.
Oh, couldn't we play something else?
Yeah, let's play pin a tail on the honky.
You know, I just remembered a marvelous game. It's such fun. I don't know why I ever stopped playing it. It's called Nobody's Perfect.
Oh, a game especially for George.
How do you play it?
Well, first we need something to serve as a blindfold.
Oh, well, how about this desk cloth? It's clean.
Of course it's clean. You ain't never used it.
All right, now who wants to go first? Oh, splendid, Mr. Willis. All right, I'll just tie this on you here. Now, once your eyes are covered, I'm going to say the word go, and everybody has to change seats very fast, you see? Then, when I say the word stop, everyone freezes, and you have to point at someone. Then you remove your blindfold, and whoever it is you're pointing at, he or she has to tell you what they like most about you.
Oh, that should be easy.
And what they like least about you.
That should be even easier.
Can you see?
No.
All right, let's go!
Oh!
Oh, Bentley! Come on, y'all! Hold.
And stop! Take out your blindfold! Go ahead, Mrs. Willis. Tell your husband what it is you like most about him.
Let's see. What do I like about Tom?
Do you have to think about it?
Well, there's so many things. But what I like most is that Tom is a man of conviction who stands up for what he believes in.
Well, thank you, Helen.
And now you must say what you like least about him.
Oh, she'll have to think a long time about that.
No, I won't.
Uh,
What I like least about you is your lack of willpower.
Oh, what do you mean by that?
I mean your diets. Tom goes on a diet in the morning, and by lunchtime, he's off. You simply can't resist food.
Hey, I got a way to stop Tom from eating so much.
How?
Serving Florence is cooking.
How do you know about my cooking? You don't stop talking long enough to taste it.
All right, Mrs. Willis, it's your turn.
Oh, no.
Come on. Whoop, the blindfold.
Here, here it is.
Come on.
Louise, do you think I'm fat?
Well, no.
Oh, thank you.
All right, now, are we ready? And let's go!
Hey, that's musty.
And stop! Oh, good, you pointed at Mr. J.
Can I try it again?
No, I'm afraid that's against the rule. Go ahead, Mr. J. Tell Mrs. Willis what it is you like most about her.
Well,
go on, George. I'm sure you can say something nice.
Yeah, there's one thing I like about Helen, but I don't want her to get the wrong idea.
Oh, I'm sure she'd love to hear it.
Well, of all the women I know as old as you...
What?
What I meant was, for a woman your age, you look better than any woman I know.
Oh, gee, George. I can't believe you say something so sweet.
Why not? I'm a sweet guy. Ain't no ease.
Oh, yes, you sure are. George, can I talk to you in the kitchen for a minute?
But Weezy, I ain't told Helen what I don't like about her yet.
Oh, George, that can wait. Besides, you're too sweet to say anything bad.
Hey, don't go nowhere. I got a lot to say to you yet.
Weezy, what are you doing? George, what did you mean by that?
By what?
By what you said to Helen, that she looked better than any woman you know.
But Weezy, that's part of the game. I had to say something nice about her.
But what about me?
She didn't point to you.
I don't mean that. Don't you think I look good anymore?
Of course you do.
Then why don't you ever say it?
Okay, you look better than any woman I know.
Oh, you're just saying that.
Please, would you quit acting silly? You're my wife. You don't have to look good.
What?
Oh, no, look, what I mean is, like, we just spend so much time together, I forget how good you really look.
Well, I'll fix that.
How?
Maybe if we don't spend any time together tonight, I'll look better to you in the morning.
Oh, look, Weezy, wait!
Oh, I understand perfectly, Helen. You think I'm fat.
Tom, that's not what I said.
Watch it, fatso. Weezy, hold it. Weezy, come out here this minute.
Well, since I'm already too fat, I'm going into the kitchen to have a piece of pie.
Oh, Tom, stop acting so childish. Really, what is with you?
I'm going to have a big piece of pie. Now,
please let me see.
Some game, Mr. Benton.
Yes, now I remember why I stopped playing it.
Weezy, would you come out?
I can't hear you, George.
Okay, go ahead and act stupid. You're the one that's missing out on a big surprise. You hear me? Okay, look. Have it your way, but I'm going to bed now. By myself. What you got to say about that?
George.
Yeah?
Mr. Jefferson.
Shut up, Laura.
Mr. Jefferson.
Well, if it ain't gonna be no big surprise, I'm going to bed, too. Good night.
Good night.
If you think I'm fat now, Helen, just wait till I finish this.
Tom, please.
I'll be as big as a house.
Mr. Benton.
Behind.
Is he gone?
Who?
George.
Oh, yes, he went to bed.
Good. Helen, do you mind if I sleep with you in Alan's room? I'd rather not sleep with George tonight.
Well...
Oh, of course she doesn't mind. She'd rather sleep with you than with me. I might roll over and squash her.
Tom, I give up. Come on, Louise, let's go to bed.
Well, I suppose I may as well turn in, too.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. Wait a minute, Bentley. This means that one of us has to sleep with George.
Well, Mrs. J has already assigned me to the sofa.
Now, Bentley, let's handle this like adults. I know. I'll play you paper, rocks, and scissors.
Oh. All right, and the winner gets the sofa.
Good. Are you ready?
Yes.
One, two, three.
Ah, paper covers rock.
Ow. Yeah. You want to try two out of three?
Just sleep tight, Mr. Willis.
So you decided to sleep with me after all, huh? Well, if you think I'm gonna roll over and give you a big kiss, forget it.
Well, that's a relief.
Willis, what the hell are you doing in here?
Well, paper covers rock.
Say what?
Look, George, there isn't any place else for me to sleep.
Try sleeping in your own bed.
It's freezing up there. I turn blue.
Better blue than white.
I don't like this any more than you do.
Okay. Look, Willis, if you gotta sleep here, just lie down and go to sleep and shut up. The sooner we get to sleep, the sooner this lousy day will be over.
Agreed.
What are you doing?
George, do you mind if I sleep on that side of the bed?
What's wrong with the side you're sleeping on?
Well, it's just that that side is my side.
Wrong. This side is my side. That side is my side. All of the sides are my side. Because this is my bed, and I decide who sleeps where. Now just lie down and go to sleep.
Sorry, George, but I really can't sleep unless I'm on the right side of the bed.
Okay, if you gotta sleep on the right side of the bed, why don't you just put your pillow at the foot of the bed and turn your body around?
Hey, that's not a bad idea. Thanks, George. Too well.
Oh. Look, Willis, if you want the side, then take it.
Oh, thanks, George.
What a big baby you are. Can't get to sleep unless everything is just right. Hold it, Willis. You got my pillow.
Almost forgot.
What now?
I forgot to do my exercises.
Exercises?
Yes, I always do 10 sit-ups every night before going to bed.
If you want to exercise, exercise on the floor.
Oh, it's too cold.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, look, Willis, I've had it with you. Now, this bed ain't big enough for both of us.
George, this is a king-size bed.
Right! And I'm the king, and you're giving me a royal pain.
Where are you going?
To my throne.
Say good night. Good night.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night.
Chester, I did it. Oh, good boy. Come on, I'll get you a birdie bonbon.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, hi, Florence. What are you doing up?
Getting something to eat. I couldn't sleep.
Me neither. I think I could use a snack, too.
Yeah, I guess it's no fun sleeping without your husband on your anniversary, huh?
Anniversary?
Yeah, of your first date with Mr. Jefferson.
Oh, that's not until next week.
Well, Mr. Jefferson thinks it's tomorrow, and at midnight, he wanted to be the first one to say happy anniversary.
Oh, Florence, I'm glad you told me this. Oh, sometimes George can be so sweet, even when he makes me mad. Oh, darling, you're so sweet.
What? Oh.
Tom, I thought you were George.
I thought you were George.
Look, Tom, I changed my mind about sleeping with George tonight. Is that okay with you?
Okay. Oh, Louise, you're a lifesaver. But what about Helen? Do you think she'll want me to sleep with her?
I think she'd love you to sleep with her.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. After all, there's so much of me to love.
Well, Willis, I see you finally finished the exercises. Now maybe we can get some sleep. You know, at midnight it's going to be the anniversary of the first time I went out with Weezy, and here I am spending it with you. This is the first time I didn't forget it. I even bought a brand new diamond necklace.
Diamonds?
Man, well, it sounds like you're catching a cold. I'll never forget that first day. We went to Coney Island. We rode on the Tunnel of Love 3 times. Weezy wouldn't let me kiss her, though. But the third time through the tunnel, she reached out and held my hand. You know something? Even today, when me and Weezy hold hands, I always get that same feeling.
So do I, George.
What are you doing here?
George, you didn't really think I could sleep without you, did you? Especially on our anniversary.
Who is it?
It's me. Ralph's here. He said to tell you the heat's working again at Bentley's and at the Willis's.
Well, that's good news.
Well, the bad news is it ain't working in this apartment.
What are we going to do?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to spend the night at the Willis's. And they said you invited, too.
Oh, well, tell Helen thanks, Florence. But George just reminded me that this is the anniversary of our first date.
Anniversary? But you said...
And I think we'd like to spend it alone...
Okay, I'll see you in the morning.
Lisa, what are we going to do about the cold?
Oh, George, I'm sure you can think of some way to keep us warm.
Oh. Right. I'll get the electric blanket. I was just kidding, Lisa.
The Jeffersons was videotaped in front of a studio audience.